I must admit I'm not too sure of the timing of that change, but it's been suggested to me that it's 1996, and that sounds a very reasonable dating. Very recently they've suggested a change of my nighttime insulin to one of the new insulins. That was suggested the last time I went up to the clinic, which was just before the new year. Their letter took more than a month to get to my GP, but that's about par for letters from the diabetic clinic. I don't think that they know what a first-class post is. But it eventually arrived with my GP just at the time when my wife was taken ill. And he suggested that I changed, and I said I didn't think I wanted to change while I was coping with my wife's illness. And so I haven't. I'm still using the long-acting human insulatard at night time, and I haven't changed to the new insulin at all. And I certainly have no intention of doing that while I'm having to cope with the very variable degree of disability that my wife is now showing. It simply wouldn't be fair on her to have to cope with me fiddling about, conceivably going hypoglycemic and what have you. So it'll have to wait. It'll just have to wait.
When you go for these 6 monthly checkups, are your feet looked at or other aspects of your health?
My feet get looked at anyway by the jolly chiropodists. I see the chiropodists over at Henley. And they're very good. They see me. They don't do it regularly. What they do is they wait for me to ring them up, and I ring them up, and I'm usually seen about a week later. And I go over there about once in 3 months. And they provide me with nice insoles. I haven't been able to do it for the last 6 months because, as an economy measure, the health service in Reading is not providing insoles. I can't quite see how much money gets saved by insoles if you then find that people develop ulcers on the